The fearless pursuit of the truth. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
It was a Monday, a day like any other day. I left the small
It was 65 degrees yesterday on the river, and I greatly enjoyed the fishing. It was fabulous. Had a great time. It just makes me think that spring is around the corner. Finally, we're going to break this iron grip of winter. Even with last week's big snowfall in northern Michigan, it seems to be melting quickly. And with that, the hope of spring, and the spring bursts eternal. And for me, there's lots of things you think about, but for my 13-year-old daughter, there's one thing she thinks about. It's Cedar Point. And so last year, just before she started school, we went down to Cedar Point, spent the entire day, rode roller coasters till I couldn't ride them anymore. I was giggling. I was silly. I had a great time. And so I reached out to Tony Clark, the director of communications at Cedar Point, to say, hey, Tony, join me on the program. He's here this morning. Tony, good morning.
Good morning to you. I'm glad to see you had a good time and did not chicken out.
Oh, I had a ball. I had an absolute ball. And I hadn't been there in years. And I'm 50 now. And most people, that's too old to go to Cedar Point. Not at all. Not if you want a big, silly, stupid grin on your face. I mean, I had just an absolute riot, and she had a riot, and it was just her and I. We went down a daddy-daughter thing and just had a ball, Tony, and it was great fun.
Well, see, that's the good thing is, like, you know, if you really want to ride roller coasters and thrill rides, you can do that. But if you want to just take it easy and you want to just spend some time together, there's the beach, there's activities there, there's, you know, the train, there's walking around the park, people watching. I mean, there's so many different things you can do here. So depending on how you want to use the park, you know, there's different ways to do that and still have a good time. Glad to see that you were still feeling adventurous and that you guys had a blast.
No, we're going to do it again this year. We're going to make it an annual thing. We'll see if I'm still doing it when I'm 75. But, you know, right now, I'm locked, cock, and ready to rock. Absolutely. You know, and here's the thing. You mentioned, I mean, old and young, everything in between. There's something for everybody, whether it's the beach, water sports. You've got a new water park going, if I'm not mistaken, but the roller coasters, I mean, that's, and you know, the thing is, like, I found the Gemini, right?
Uh-huh.
And the Gemini is an old, I mean, that was there when I was there the last time. That'll tell you something, right?
It opened in 1978, so
yeah.
It's one of the older coasters here at the park, but believe it or not, at 125 feet tall, it was the tallest of its kind in the world at the time, so back then it kind of made people go, whoa, and today it's kind of like, oh, look at that little coaster, you know?
Well, you know what's funny about it is we got on that roller coaster. Well, she said, all right, that's cool, and I'm thinking, okay, this won't, because we've already been on the big ones, right? And so I'm thinking, well, this won't be much, I got my cell phone out, I'm going to take a little video. I almost lost my cell phone. Because that first big drop, I'm like, holy cow, it caught my attention.
Wow.
That one rocks you around pretty good, too. For an old coaster, it's still good fun.
Well, you know, it's all about the hills, and back then it was height was the big thing, and so it didn't matter if you went upside down or not. It was all about going higher and higher, and that's one of our classics here, and it's still one of my favorites. Every time I go out in the park and ride, that's one of the rides that I absolutely have to get on.
So as you look at what's happening this year, there was and I don't know when it's going to be done, but last year we could see a giant behemoth roller coaster, partially made of wood, as I recall, partially made of steel, under construction. What is it called? When will that be online? What's going on at Cedar Point? What's new?
Yeah, so this is what you saw was actually a project that lasted almost a year and a half, and it is our new ride that is opening. It's actually going to debut this week to the media and to special guests. And then, next week when we open, everybody else gets to ride it. It's called Steel Vengeance. It is the world's first hyper hybrid roller coaster. And it's a combination of two kinds of things. One is the hybrid coaster, which is wood. And then, as the structure, and then a steel track on top. And then the hyper portion of it comes to any, is a way to describe any roller coaster that's between 200 and 300 feet tall. And Cedar Point was the first park to have a hyper coaster, and that's Magnum XL 200, which opened in 89. So you probably rode that one, too.
I did.
So this is also a hyper coaster, but it's also a hybrid. So it's now a brand-new category called Hyper Hybrid, 205 feet tall, has a 90-degree first drop, reaches a top speed of 74 miles per hour, flips you upside down four times. And one of the coolest things about this roller coaster is, even though it looks like a wooden roller coaster, the smooth track on top is smoother. In fact, I've ridden it a few times already. It's smoother than any other coaster we have at the park. It's a very newish technology, new manufacturer that we're working with, and this manufacturer really has perfected the smooth ride. And you go in and out of the wood structure, and there's lots of optical illusions. It feels like you're super close to the wood, but you're really not. The air time with that feeling of getting lifted up out of your seat.
Oh, yeah.
There's the most air time on any roller coaster on the planet.
Well, Tony, I want to go back to what you mentioned. That you said the first drop's 90 degrees. Tony, that's straight down.
That is straight down, yes. And it's not for the squeamish, that's for sure. But we try to vary what we offer in the park. You know, last year you mentioned Cedar Point Shores Water Park. That was our big renovation. It needed an update, and so we took last season to do that, and it opened again in 2017 to rave review. So that was more of a family
Right.
You know,
I'm confused about something here, though, Tony. I just looked at my emails and I checked my inbox here. I don't see my media invite here. I forgot to ask clearly, and not very smart of me.
you need your producers and staff to bug us. You're absolutely welcome to come if you can make it on Wednesday morning.
Well, you know, I think it's going to be short notice, but I guarantee you this: because of the great fun I had with my daughter last year, we're definitely coming back. And for me, I don't care if you haven't been on a roller coaster in a little while and you liked them as a kid, Cedar Point, there's no better collection of roller coasters in America or the world for that matter than Cedar Point. I mean, am I right or wrong about that? Best in the world.
No, you're right. I mean, we call ourselves the roller coaster capital of the world, and that's not because of the number of roller coasters. It's the diverse kinds of roller coasters. So whether you want to ride something with the kids or you want to, you know, jump up a little bit and maybe get a little more adventurous with the Gemini, or if you want to go crazy and ride the latest and greatest, then you have Steel Vengeance. So if you, the diverse types of roller coasters that we have really are, it's cliche, but it's something for everyone, you know, and so we've always prided ourselves on that. We've been happy to be that place, and we will continue to be that place for years to come.
Well, you got my big cheesy grin approval. I'll tell you that, Tony. And I'll be back this year. I mean, I absolutely had a ball. People want to find out more. I know you've got packages and deals and group discounts and all sorts of things you offer to people. Where do they go find out more real quick?
Yeah, if you go to cedarpoint.com, it's going to be the cheapest admission tickets, the best deals on admission tickets. We run all kinds of crazy specials. If you stay with us at our hotels, you get discounted tickets there, and you get into the park an hour before everybody else to ride Steel Vengeance, some of the bigger ones.
I got to leave it right there. Tony Clark, cedarpoint.com. Have a great season, my friend. I'm sure we'll talk again.
We will see you this summer.